The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code
WIN125. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Where's the gimp?
He's in the bathroom.
He's walking around. You see how he's...
Yeah.
He ran yesterday, apparently.
But didn't he have that boot on before?
Well, what the hell? Why are you running when you can't even walk?
Why are you running and on the phone?
Why are you running and you can't even walk? Okay? He's got a boot on every day, and then he goes out running.
For what reason, I don't know.
Why don't you as my buddy calls it, why don't you get on an elliptical?
Your buddy. Seems like he writes or copies
it gets
your
better
buddy.
If you go out and
why don't you get on an elliptical?
Like 5 miles and it's. I probably should. I probably
you
should.
You think?
It's just. It's,
you can't even walk today.
I gotta go to a gym. Yeah, today it's the worst day it's been. I woke up today.
Your kids are sick.
Up.
You can't even walk.
It's a mess. Yeah, today it really hurts.
Are
it
sick?
Hurts in the boot.
What kids are
Maddie and Mason.
Maddie and Mason.
She's got a musical tomorrow, too, so.
What? Her musical's tomorrow?
Sleep. Yeah. So
that's
she's
why she's sick.
She's got to go out. She's got to, my wife said, no, you got to go. So we had to load her up with medicine, and she got to tough it out. The show must go on. Remember? That's the same.
Let's go. All right, Dell's got a question.
I do. And let's just say.
Is this the leaf-blowing question?
Yes. This.
Okay. Hey, Nicole, if you're listening, go ahead and let's go ahead and turn the channel. Go listen to Rod Ryan or something.
No, don't listen to Rod Ryan.
I'm telling people.
Well, the
to
kids
listen to other
are the kids. The kids are at school.
This is about a community
she's
service.
Got Monty.
Oh,
they're headed out to a theater.
Well,
right
she Monty doesn't know what Pornhub is.
I would turn the channel, Nicole. I would turn the channel. If you don't, this is on you.
Look, okay, one. All right, we know that this particular company does community service and has been doing it since its inception. Now, some people may take issue with this community service. Now they're branching off.
What? Leaf blowing?
No, they're other community service.
Oh,
letting guys blow off steam, or women blowing off steam, depending on what you like to watch. But Pornhub is providing free leaf removal service to Dutchess County, which is in New York, Dutchess County, New York. They're teaming up with Poughkeepsie-based Dutchess Lawns for a 3-day promotion, in which Dutchess residents and businesses can receive free leaf removal. All you have to do is sign up at their email. Would you like to guess what the email is?
Sure, I would. I mean, I wouldn't like to guess. I'd just like to know.
It's blows@pornhub.com.
Okay.
Leaf blowing.
I see what
blows
they did
at
there,
pornhub.com.
Right?
Blows@pornhub.com. It's a free service that they will just pick up your leads for free. They're just providing a community service. So, my question to you two was I asked you if Pornhub gave you the best deal, would you use them? If Pornhub would do your landscaping for free, but you did have to deal with the truck that says Pornhub on it, because I see a picture of a truck. It has
the
Pornhub
the
logo
is.
On it.
It's going to be it's an advertising.
Yeah, and you have and the people picking up the leaves will
the
wear
rub.
I said that. Will wear uniforms that have Pornhub on it. So would you get free landscaping service? But I guess the issue is the people picking up your leads will be broadcasting their Pornhub affiliation. And? I'm asking you.
No, that's fine.
You're fine with that.
Free? I get it free?
Free lease.
They're going to blow my leaves for free?
You don't have the issue as much anymore.
Land, yeah. You don't have a yard anymore. You don't live in your
land. Right. But even when I did, that'd be sweet. You know what? It's a conversation starter with the neighbors.
Like if
it's not the conversation
you want to have.
Yes.
With ping and pong?
Ping and pong.
That's not the conversation. I'm saying no.
What you is live that? In it. So I'm asking you, no. Lance, you have kids. You have a wife. You have neighbors. You have leaves in your front yard.
Pornhub come out. Like Kemlon or like what's the other green? What's the other Kemlon? And I can't remember what the other True Green, who as soon as they get your service, they're like,
"Oh,
hey
God.
Sir, we like they to aerate you. Hey sir, we got mosquitoes." Yes.
Oh
like,
my God!
And I told him one time, it's like getting the Beto Texan calls. It's like, oh my God,
God stop!
True Green and Beto.
No, here's another thing.
Have to stop.
Here's another thing. Don't ever buy a knife from a company that sells because they'll call you every day.
Is that the other one too?
Yeah, okay. Because we'll come and we'll sharpen your knife. No.
I'm good.
And then they're in your house and it's like, oh, buy these 8,000 knives. No, leave me alone.
I don't know.
What
you
is
Lance.
The problem with having Pornhub at your house?
Pornhub offers free leaf removal. And you have trees in your neighborhood, right?
Leaves
come down?
Leaves are not a problem, though. Not
like
up there it is.
Yeah, up there
in
New York.
It wasn't out of pecan tree, but we had it.
But why did they pick this particular area?
Because they
are they
I guess
enthusiasts?
I guess they figured out there are a lot of leaves in that area.
Oh, well, so maybe they're enthusiasts.
No, maybe there's not enough enthusiasts, and they're trying to pick up some more.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what the branding and marketing are for.
Or they're just trying to say thank you.
That they're doing community service, what they said. So you're doing, John, you're all in on it. You wouldn't care. Pornhub can come pick up leaves for free in your neighborhood for you.
I don't care okay. So the little kids in the neighborhood find out. Hey, what's that?
No,
let me find
would
out.
Would you have Pornhub deliver your groceries into the place where you live?
That would be
sweet. Yeah, yes. Would you have? And they sit there, and you got to come get your groceries from guys who are dressed in giant, bright orange Pornhub, and they say Pornhub on the back, and your little doorman or whatever is like, sir,
Pornhub's here to see you.
Pornhub is here with your groceries, sir. Would you like that?
Yes.
Your delivery is here from
I don't care anymore.
Pornhub.
I don't have little kids. You can't because you got little kids. All right. Del, would you have them at your house?
Yeah, man.
You're a grown man.
It's free.
That's right.
You want to pick us a leaves? I got pine needles.
Please. Let me ask you. What is the one area? Have you seen anything? Now, at this point, John doesn't have kids at the house. He's pretty much fearless. You hear it on the radio every day.
Yeah.
What is there that could shake John that like, I can't have Pornhub come to my house and pick up anything. I don't want him delivering anything. John's at the point right now where he's Teflon John, where there's pretty much nothing where Pornhub couldn't be in. Like, what's going to embarrass him? With Chad and all of his friends? Or
they come over to Lulu?
What are they going to? Oh, no, Pornhub's here. How embarrassing for you, John.
Yeah.
There's nothing in your life right now where you would be embarrassed.
Except my wife would be. What is this? Okay.
Yeah, but she'd get over it. Now, church, you can't have Pornhub come up and like.
No, now.
Do you want us to take your money to help you
tithe? Pornhub with the basket? Collecting? No. Collecting? No. They're not going to. No, you're not going to do that.
That's the one area you don't want them driving you. What if they would give you free rides everywhere?
Now
I've got one. I think I finally got
free
one.
Free ride?
Free rides. It's your own personal Uber.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in a Pornhub and it's a wrapped SUV.
My wife wouldn't, but I would. Why would I not?
It's a wrapped SUV. What to church also?
No, not the church.
Yes, the church.
Going to church.
No, I made the rules. No, you don't get a car anymore. You don't have a car payment. You don't have any of that stuff. No insurance.
Showing up at church. Well, then the priest would go, you need to be in here.
So you know, Daryl Morey doesn't have a car or car insurance or anything, right? He just Ubers.
Really?
And that way, he just Ubers. And that way he can sit in the back and
he wants to
do all that stuff.
Oh, really?
The Rockets won't provide a car for him?
He doesn't want one. He wants to be able to work in his car.
No, he can work in the. Not that he has to drive, but have a driver for him. He can just do his work.
He does have a driver. It's called Uber.
But the Rockets don't provide that for him?
It's probably more expensive to have.
So what does he care? The Rockets just provided for him.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. Unless it's changed, he had an Uber. And you know what? There's a lot of millennials, as you know, Dell, depending on the city.
Stop dropping millennials.
I don't want to be that. Really, he's in it because you have the different smells in Uber cars.
I would think he might do the nice ones.
I would think the Rockets would just provide Daryl Morey with the car.
We are. He's not doing UberX like us filthy animals.
I just wouldn't want to.
Wouldn't it be easy? Hey, provide me with the car. Couldn't the Rockets just do that and a driver?
I don't know that Tillman would do that, if you want to know the truth. You don't know how they cut costs.
Yeah.
Ask Joel about how they cut costs. I don't think he's worked for Tillman, but
no. Well, Tillman has a major company. Like, he understands trimming the fat.
Where he'll work for Tillman. Yeah. They don't they trim
but
all
Daryl
fat.
Morey had this car Uber thing before Tillman.
Yes.
Les wasn't gonna do that.
It's totally it makes sense, right?
If Les was worse than Tillman as far as cutting costs.
I actually think it makes a lot of sense. You avoid your expenses with car insurance.
Right.
Right? You avoid car payments.
Gas.
You avoid, and for Daryl, you avoid gas. More importantly, for a guy like Daryl Morey, he can be in there texting and doing whatever he needs to do in a car. And there's lots of supposedly lawyers that do this. I remember driving a lawyer when I was in Tulane to Mississippi for a deposition. And she, Ricky Wicker, I'll never forget, she was in the back working the whole time, driving there and back. So a lot of lawyers do it as well. But it actually makes some sense. I know a lot of millennials in different cities now do this full time because they just say having a car is a ridiculous expense when they say financially Uber makes more sense, especially if you're using Uber Pool, which I would never do as a grown person. I'm not sharing rides with you.
No.
I'm not doing share rides. I'm not sharing a hotel room with another grown-ass man.
But if an Uber driver recognizes Daryl, then he's going to have to talk to him. And
yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Hey, your guy sucked last night.
Or maybe he does have a driver now. I don't know. Maybe he does that. I just thought this is actually a pretty interesting way because it's not a financial thing. It's just I want to sit in the back and not be messed with. That makes some sense. And he's on his phone all the time, texting deals or whatever Daryl does.
This sounds intriguing.
Back to the original question.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, so, John, would you allow a wrapped Pornhub? Now, it's got salacious women. It doesn't have sex acts on it. But it's like something like you'd see with the strip club. And it's got that, would you allow it to drop you off everywhere? Restaurants? It's free. But
no.
You and Wendy have to get dropped off at restaurants.
No, okay. My wife. What? Listen. Oh, really? Channel 13? You think that here's Wendy showing up. No.
But what about if Pornhub became like the Amazon of services? Like they delivered your food, they cut your yard.
You know, they say they want to be a lifestyle service.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if they, or they became the Google where Google's has their hands in everything. Pornhub was just your all everything. You could go
I'm
there.
Not
for,
use, no.
No.
I'm not. I've got kids. Even if I'm the not price, using Pornhub
even
to
if you
deliver
got a better
my
price,
tacos.
If you got a better price, you wouldn't go Pornhub
no,
Eats?
No. I'm not Pornhub. I'm not eating anything that comes from a Pornhub.
Okay. What if they provided free babysitting? This is Steve asked this.
I'm definitely not having Pornhub do my babysitting.
They,
100%
they provided
not.
A bundle.
But it's
no, what? I'm not doing a bundle
well,
service.
They don't
bundle
work service. For Pornhub. They just have Pornhub
I
on their back.
I can't have Pornhub babysitting just, my children.
Like just Google's no longer just a search engine. They do a lot of stuff.
Pornhub already babysits grown men on road trips in their hotels. I don't want Pornhub babysitting my children.
There wouldn't be actually porn stars. They just have a normal babysitting service of Pornhub as a brand.
Yeah.
So who's like, letting their son
not,
or daughter work for Pornhub as a babysitter?
Kind of like
here's your W-2, Dale. Hey, Dad, can you file my taxes? Sure.
Just think of it this way.
Pornhub. That's what you're filing under.
We have the ESPN brand, but we're not really ESPN. Pornhub just slaps a brand on the babysitting service.
It's a Pornhub map. Okay?
Yes!
Let me tell you what they're never getting into, poker. I will never speak for Pornhub poker. I will speak for Prime Social. I will not speak for Pornhub poker. We're all, come get this special, we've got, I don't even know what porn, what would Pornhub, now Pornhub Casino, they do the hard eights and hard 10 bets and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, that's too easy. Poker, I don't know how
that
would work.
What about Pornhub Star Foods?
No, I'm not doing Pornhub Star. We're not doing Pornhub Hoops. That's not going to be
no.
Pornhub Quip for sure not.
Ooh, no.
There's no chance you're doing anything.
I'm not brushing my teeth with that.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not doing that. And I'm not letting them make me a patio because I don't want to see what the before and after shots look
like. I'd like to bet on Pornhub .ag.
No,
that would be something.
No, that might be something if they give me good odds.
MyPornhub.ag.
You're doing first half lines on Pornhub.ag?
No. I tell you what I will do, though. I will. So last week, John and I played at Prime Social.
I played last night.
We played at the... Oh, you played last night. Did you do okay?
I did well.
Good.
Very well, yeah.
I did well last Friday at the tournament. Got the money for the fifth time. Won $805. in that charitable tournament. And here's the thing. You've got a chance every single day to go play. You got, and I don't know why. I can't get in there into the final table on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But then on a Friday at one of our events, I play
a little looser because of the situation.
The rebuy situation. But I can tell you this. You've got a chance to go in there and compete every single day. They have tournaments going on 7 days a week. They've got a great one going on now on... on Saturday now is a $300 no-limit tournament, and it's a freeze-out. So there's no rebuys. There's no add-ons. When you're out, you're out. But you got a chance to get in some of that money, and they've got $10,000 guaranteed on every Saturday tournament. You got Sunday tournament that starts at 2, and you got cash games going on all the time. So make sure that you check out PrimeSocialTX.com. You can see the website. Great food, great atmosphere, security guards, free valet parking. This is the spot in Houston. All the players have come over there, so there's always cash games going on. Go test yourself against some of the players here in Houston and go make money, just like the hosts here on the show are doing with our good friends over at Prime Social. There's a big event going on for women as well with mimosas. This is on the 14th with mimosas and free poker lessons. And that's going to be all the information is going to be on the website, PrimeSocialTX.com. 7801 Westheimer between Fondren and Hillcroft. It's Prime Social Poker.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Todd's listening. Go to break, guys. Go to break. That's okay. New subject.
Raheel's
pissed. You never save the good ones for me.
If you guys want to reach us through Twitter, at Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, at DelV2. And at the Raheel, the_Raheel, right?
Right.
When he gets in. So if you have always wanted to reach out to us on Twitter and you haven't ever reached out to the show, that's how you do it. Will you let Pornhub plumbers come repair the sink while you're out of town? Absolutely not. I know how that always ends.
Pornhub bill advising. Raheel had Pornhub. What time is my meeting today?
Pornhub Alexa.
Pornhub Alexa.
Do either of y'all use that?
I don't use it.
The commercials make it look so easy for all of the. Show me what a healthy succulent looks like. I don't use Siri for anything. And every time I try, she doesn't know anything.
No,
I've got the dumbest Siri in history.
No, I know, and it's always like, no, that's not what I asked you. That's not it.
And she doesn't like answering the questions I ask her.
No.
She goes, sorry, that's a personal question.
Well, or like I was asking about, and she just sends you to a website. Here are the times for voting in your area. Well, why didn't you just tell me? Don't send me the website.
I could do that myself.
Yeah, I could have done that.
Let's see if this works here. Siri, are you afraid of spiders?
I'm afraid I can't answer that.
See that? I mean, that's an easy question. She could say, I'm not afraid of things because I'm a computer or something like that. She didn't have to say, Siri, where should I bury a dead body?
What? Again?
Siri, where should I bury a body?
I used to know the answer to this.
I mean, you see what I'm saying? She used to actually say, I'm not the kind of person. Siri, is Dell woke?
I can help you find a place if you turn on location services.
See, this Siri is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Siri, how good are the Houston Texans?
The Texans are in first place in the AFC South with a record of 6-3.
How about that? Siri, do you want Pornhub to come blow your leaves?
You better watch yourself.
I tried to be satisfied with what I have.
Oh!
Tell your turn.
Siri, what will John Culberson do with his life now?
Okay, I found found this on the web for what will John Culperson's daughter's life now.
Well, I didn't say daughters.
Not what? The daughters.
I
That's
asked what
creepy.
He would do with
Why
his life.
Why are you asking about John Culperson's daughters? That's creepy.
What would he do with his life?
So, yeah, John Culperson lost to Lizzie Fletcher. Boy, we are woke in Houston now.
Harris County Democrats stand up, apparently.
Woke. Lizzie Fletcher's going to bring Pornhub in to collect all your leaves.
Wait for that spot to air now.
We are woke, man. There's not a Republican that can win anything in Harris County anymore. No.
I don't know if it's woke, just demographics have changed.
If you're a Democrat, you're woke.
Is that what it is?
No. Not all of them.
Republicans are not woke. They're asleep, okay?
Hey, do you... So, the Rockets... We're done with Rocket Panic talk. We had that last Friday. It hasn't resurfaced.
No.
They're now the hottest team in the NBA, I'm assuming, with three straight wins against...
against what?
Extremely tough opponents.
What?
And now you got Rockets coming up again.
The Pacers are a good team.
And you know what? And this has to be said. I heard you mention it when I was on the way out. Carmelo Anthony has not been a bad basketball player for them. Now, we were ready to blame him for all the world's ills. I will readily admit that. And I am still concerned about how he's going to function on the team and will he be a good teammate and all that stuff. That doesn't change. But I'm hoping he's a good teammate. I'm hoping he plays well. I'm hoping the Rockets do well. And it sure has made me calm down and relax a little bit having them win three straight. And getting James back is kind of a big deal.
It helps that Russell Westbrook is hurt, right?
Yeah, he's not playing.
Not playing. They play him tomorrow night at San Antonio. I think that'll be a better test than. And then Indiana here at Denver, Golden State. Pretty good test. Pretty good test right there. Sacramento's playing good. This is a tougher
it's
stretch.
Good that they got back on track because the schedule, we talked about it last week when we're in panic mode. We're betting against the Rockets versus the Nets. That the schedule doesn't get easier. After the weekend, and they took advantage of it. But, yeah, they got Indiana again, Golden State, Sacramento for all of a sudden is actually a competent basketball team. So it's nice for them and nice for Carmelo. He didn't shoot all that well in the last game, but the two games previous, he was big. And if he's going to contribute like that, it kind of changes what you might think of him. But Raheel will tell us to be cautious because good early season Carmelo is the best Carmelo you're going to get.
You know who just followed me, by the way, on Twitter? And he follows Culture Map and Sports Map, and you might be coming up next, is, I'm looking at the other ones, and a lot of them don't make a lot of sense. Maybe he listens to the show, is Brian Bogusevic. Remember formerly the Astros? Yeah. And also a Green Wave.
He was a hitter and a pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a
Brian Bogusevic?
He follows, Adam Wexler follows him, but... Yeah, maybe he's a listener
greenie.
Of the show. That's kind
he's
of
a
random.
Green waiver.
Yeah, he's a waiver.
Well, that's maybe you too.
He's a greenie. Lainey Fritz. Now, she didn't go to Green Wave because her dad coaches Tulane's football team. So from Channel 2 Sports, she is now. We were talking about Tulane's football team just the other day. I'm with the Rockets right now. All they have to do is just find a rhythm. And you just don't want to get into one of those really bad spots where they were in at 1-5. You had to pull out of that. You couldn't get into one of these 1-8 situations where there could be some combustible attitudes in the locker room. You got to keep the locker room happy. Getting Bezdilic back, I don't know. That feels like a big deal. I know that we didn't want to blame all the ills also on just Jeff Bezdilic leaving because there were a lot of issues beyond it. But it can't be bad to have the guy that got the Rockets to finally buy in and be not only play defense, but be a good defensive team last year. They were a good defensive team last year. It can't be bad getting him back on the team.
No.
It's got to help.
No, but they're playing. They're making more shots now. and look at their defense the last couple of games. They've held teams under 100 points. In the NBA, that's like unheard of. 94 and 88. 111 before that. 104 before that. That's playing some defense now. Now, before that, not so much. But 713-780-3776. We'll get Flash in here. He's going to gloat about Alabama. Oh, gloating about Alabama. Yeah, you're really, really good. Nice.
Yeah, guess
you
what?
Won a game.
He also said play La Tech against Miss State. Or we told him that was probably a good one. That wasn't good at all.
No. But did you tell him about your backyard?
Oh, my gosh. So, here's the thing. I've been telling you that Stephen Shell, the owner, is the one who does all the design. They actually have a design team for Dallas, for Sugar Land, for different areas that they that the Texas Custom Patios are in. And he and I will talk sometime about, you know, Wisconsin football. We used to play basketball. That's how I first met Stephen Schell. Was he was a basketball player, like a camp. He worked at the YMCA where I used to go play ball. And now he's all grossed up and he's got Texas Custom Patios. And I ran into him because I was looking for a patio for my home, and I was absolutely blown away at the work that I saw online. Now, he came in, and this is what you get with Texas Custom Patios. They'll come in with a very detailed design and drawing, so you'll see exactly what your home will look like. But they can build on top of your home, your existing roof line. They created a pitched roof for me, and you're going to see it in the pictures I'm going to tell you in just a second. They can do sunrooms. They can do room additions. They can screen in porches. They can do pergolas. They can do anything and everything depending on what you want. I do know this. I have the outdoor living space. I also am thinking about getting a kitchen added in there if I have the space for it, because that's become my favorite place to go to watch all my games on Saturday, on Sundays. That's become my go-to spot is my patio, and it's made my home much more livable and much more enjoyable. If you want to see what my backyard used to look like in the back of my home, which is kind of embarrassing, and you want to see what it looks like now, which is not embarrassing at all, make sure you go to tcplance.com. That's Texas Custom Patios. It's tcplance.com. You can see the before and after handiwork. And if you're ready to have them price a job for you, or at least start asking questions, you can do that right from the site. tcplance.com. Go see what they did for me. They can do the same thing for you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
836 ESPN 97.5. Lance is talking to Cole.
Did you have the microphone off, the radio off when I told you to turn it off a few segments ago? She said, "What? We weren't listening. I went in to get coffee, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, okay, good, yeah. What were you talking about? Now she really wants to know. I'm like, nothing, just like we're talking bad about the Longhorns.
Talking about porn, that's all.
Don't snitch on yourself. Let her bring it up.
You were snitching.
I didn't sell snitch. I just said Longhorns.
Yeah, you kind of alerted her.
No, I wasn't going to tell her either.
Well, we weren't talking about porn. We were talking about blowing leaves.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Mm-hmm. What do you ride think? Services.
Okay, so we haven't even touched on the elections yet.
Because we're not Michael Berry.
Ted Cruz won, right?
And no real surprise.
Ed Emmett lost to a 27-year-old girl?
Woman, John. Stanford educated, Lena Hidalgo.
Yeah, but she hasn't even, apparently she hasn't lived here much, and she has never been to commissioner's court ever.
But you know what she is? A Democrat.
A Democrat.
And that gets
a if you're a Democrat, you're going to win in Harris County. That's all you have to do is put Democrat, win. Win, 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 win.
That's relatively new. Everything else.
No, yes. Since 2016.
By the way, they played this. Yeah. The Trump stuff has changed some dynamics, I think. But they played
County,
that, by the way. They played that song at the pregame Longhorns in West Virginia. I think they were maybe playing it for West Virginia, apparently.
They were pre-game. Yeah, they were now, prepping West Virginia played, for victory.
Because they said bleep everything else, win, win,
they
win.
They bleeped it out?
Yeah, they bleeped it. Oh, they played every song that you can imagine they had to bleep out.
Really?
All of it.
So any other big results from the election?
Well, our very own John Culberson, I say our very own,
oh, yeah,
he's
Lizzie.
On our air. He got beat by Lizzie Fletcher.
I heard Lizzie just is like in Nancy Pelosi's pocket. That's all I heard.
that's what John Culberson heard? Told me. That's what he told me.
That's all I heard.
Lizzie Fletcher wants to let MS-13 come in and babysit your children while Pornhub picks up your leaves.
Or the other way around.
Or, well.
And Nancy Pelosi will sit and laugh at you.
Wait, what? What is this? This ad has gone sideways.
Do you want Pornhub HEB? Then vote for Lizzie Fletcher.
What? No. HEB's no. Like, no.
Lizzie wants to change it from Instacart to Instaporn.
What?
May be pushing votes the other way with that ad.
Lizzie won, right? Who else? Anything else?
If they're a Democrat in Harris County, they won. I don't know the names because I don't live here.
Pretty much. I got to find out my boy T. Yates won.
Is he a Republican?
He's a Republican, but he's in nine counties. Oh, okay. His vote was for nine counties. He didn't win Harris County, I'll tell you that.
No, well, I was checking. I don't think he, because I was checking all the results to see if Terry won. I don't think he did.
Really?
Yeah, you can check. I saw my friend Christine Weems won. I was happy for her. I checked to see if Terry won. He was behind, at least, when I checked. But you're right. You know, I may have seen Harris County results. Maybe that's a difference.
See, result. Okay, yeah.
Do you know what? People are so salty now. I was amazed because at one point during the election coverage, it said Beto was at 49.7, Ted Cruz at 49.7, and it had the vote difference. And this is with 58% reporting. And it said vote difference, 79. And they both had over 2 million votes. Over 4 million votes had already been counted. And I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. There's a difference of 79 votes with over 4 million have already been in. 79 votes with 4 million. Right. That's an incredible percentage. And I took a picture and I put it on Twitter. I'm like, my quote unquote, my vote doesn't count. I said something like, your vote, you know, or I've never seen, it says a lot of people, but I've never seen a race this close with 58%. I mean, 79 with 4 million votes already counted in the bags. Both of them had over 2 million votes. There was a 79 difference at that particular time, 58%. So I took a picture and I sent it out. And it wasn't a partisan message. It wasn't even a political message. It was like, votes matter. Look how close this is. This is crazy. And you wouldn't believe the stuff I get. First of all, it went, you know, for me, viral. It ended up having like 2,000 retweets and a bunch of likes and all that stuff and comments off of it. But it also brought out angry person. And I'm thinking, yeah, whatever, your vote. And I'm just thinking, I'm acknowledging they're all accusing me of liking this side or that side. And I'm like, you dumbasses, is this really Twitter? Is this all y'all have to do is just try to look for things to be mad about? I thought it was incredible to see a 79 vote difference with over 4.5 million votes were already in. I've never seen anything like that. No, that was incredible.
That is incredible. And it ended up, he got 50.9% of the vote.
Who, Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
And Beto got 48 point whatever.
Yeah, the rural
votes. And some
votes.
Other dude took 65,000 votes away.
Yeah.
The Libertarian.
Libertarian.
Yeah. Did you vote for him?
Independent or Libertarian? No.
Who?
The Libertarian.
I don't tell people who I vote for, John.
But it shot up.
I'll tell you who I voted for.
I know you will.
I'm Democrat.
No.
I'm woke.
No, that's a lie.
I went with the woke party.
Stop it.
Flash wants to get in here.
What? I got this. The eye patch guy won. He's a Republican, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a Republican. Crenshaw, I think his name was. I met him last year. I did a watch party for Army versus Navy. That was actually really, really cool. At a local brewery, I did Army versus Navy watch party.
He was there?
Yeah, he was there. He served, I want to say, in the Navy, maybe the Army. And yeah, I met him there. But I got to tell you, going to Army-Navy watch party was really cool. Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. They asked me to MC it, and it was, I mean, it's very respectful. But man, it was intense. Now. It was intense.
So it was Alabama and LSU. That was intense.
That wasn't respectful. We got a video. Dale, can you, that video that I sent you, can you play? You can play that once.
Was that Flash? It might have been Flash.
You can play that once,
Dale. Was it Flashy? Was an LSU fan complaining?
LSU fan.
No, it was an Alabama fan.
LSU fan was not classy, and there's no video of where John was at that particular time.
Why are you blaming Flash? Flash is an Alabama fan.
Just play the audio.
Did you put your finger somewhere, John?
Well, no. Flash is. It might have been Flash who was complaining about somebody sticking a finger in his butt.
Play the audio, and let's see if there's any chance that he was talking about John.
Can you play the audio?
I'd have to clean it up.
Oh, yeah, you got to clean it up for sure. What about Flash? Clean him up. Flash.
I'm here.
What up? What do you want? The game's over.
No, it was over. It was over like 3 minutes into the game, but I just wanted to ask you, where you were sitting in the stadium?
First row behind the Tigers bench at about the 30-yard line. Pardon me?
I was in the first row in section 410, right where the above the tunnel where Alabama comes out. And those first two series, was the loudest place I've ever been in outside of a monster truck race in the NRG Stadium. That was incredible.
It really was. It was a great atmosphere right up until, you know, about 5 minutes gone in the game.
Right. Bama, first drive, they didn't score, but, you know, it took a junk punch to Tua's growing area and a couple illegal procedures to keep him from scoring on that first drive. But it was pretty good. I thought LSU's defense played really well. Lance, I heard about 5 minutes of your Monday morning show, and I heard you say that your son talked about LSU holding Alabama under 30 points.
Yeah.
Technically, I think Alabama's extra point kicker held Alabama under 31 points.
Okay, that's
2 extra points.
I know. Actually, you're right. That's true.
And
that was great defense. That was great special teams by the Tigers. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's good. Yeah. Coach, what did you have to think about what Coach Orgeron said after the game about his players? I thought that was kind of low class myself.
Well, they do need to get better up front, don't they? I mean, if you're going to compete with Alabama, that's where Alabama, man, I'm going to tell you what. I was field level, and they are so big and strong. I mean, 98 and 99, good Lord. You can't.
Well, 92 was the beast.
92. Yeah, 92, 90. Well, somebody said yesterday, Lance, I don't know, what one of your draft guys said, the best player I've seen on tape this year is 92 for Alabama.
Quinnen Williams?
Yes.
Yeah, Quinnen is having a phenomenal season. Raekwon.
And you know, he's only a sophomore by class, but he's in his third year.
Oh, he's redshirt sophomore, so yeah, I'm going to have to study him because.
Yeah, you got to study him.
Redshirt sophomore could come.
Focus, as of about 3 weeks ago, Pro Football Focus had him as the best grade of any defensive lineman in the country.
Pro Football Focus.
You know, Flash is a consistent call. We appreciate him. But you know how annoying it is discussing college football with an Alabama fan?
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, we get it. You're really good. Leave us alone.
Well,
not
for
Flash
me, it's important because all of his players I have to look at.
We
like
get
every
it.
Player.
But as far as the back and forth with college football fan, okay, we get how great you are.
I've never seen anything like in my
Neither
life.
Have
I have never seen, and this is the first time ever that that a team in a 9-year run has won 5 titles, and they're going to win this year. So they've never had, or was it, have they won 5 over the last 9 years, or is this if they win this year? Is that the discussion? It's the first time since a poll started that this has ever happened. This is the most dominant run that I've ever seen. I think Nick Saban. Realistically, it may turn out to be the most dominant run that we've ever seen in our lives in sports history, right? It's more than Belichick. Belichick has lasted longer, but they haven't won this amount of – well, they've won a lot of titles over a longer time. But
I was alive for the end of UCLA winning all their titles.
Yeah, in basketball.
Yeah.
That was
ridiculous.
The Wooden era was pretty crazy. This is the first time since the Wooden era.
Yeah.
And that was, what, late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah.
So the Wooden era – was a dominant time. And then there's this, and I don't think there's anything else. Nothing else in college football have we seen that rivals this. College basketball.
Geno might.
You're right. I'm sorry. And that should count. Women's college basketball at UConn is, I mean, there's Baylor will pop up every once in a while, a team, Stanford or whatever, but Geno
has going on.
Nick Saban and Geno.
Yep.
Are probably the two.
Yep. All right. And Craig DeCerf, the dominant.
And Craig, the dominant ones. Craig DeCerf also. You know, there's going to be an Astro coming November 16th to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's going to be in the afternoon. We will talk about it. John and I are going to broadcast live from there. But when you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see the vehicles that, you know, you can choose from. And do you know that a lot of these vehicles now come standard with internet connection in them that you can tether to if you have your phone or your tablet or your kids can do it? It's unbelievable. If you haven't gotten a new car for a while, that's something that's coming standard in a lot of the different vehicles out there. But I think you really need to take a close look at what Buick is doing right now. And I always mention Chevy because of I drive the Traverse, which is just an enormous crossover vehicle. It's unbelievable. And of course, you have the Chevy Suburban, which is iconic. The Yukon on the GMC side, which is iconic. But let me tell you something. The Buick models are unbelievable. The cars are sporty with great performance capabilities, and you are going to find great offers and great prices right there over at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, and GMC. All you have to do is go to the website Lance Z Cars, and you can see their entire inventory. The entire inventory is there at your disposal at LanceZCars.com, and they'll also give you the November program offer. So 2018 GMC Yukon, the XL models, 0% financing, 72 months. That's an example of something you can get right now. Maybe you want to get $3,000 total cash allowance on a 2018 Suburban. The Chevy Malibu has huge discounts. The Tahoe has huge discounts. And the Buick Encore right now, this is one of my favorite deals going. The Black Friday event combined 4,000 purchase allowance with price reduction below MSRP, and you can get 21,475 price after all the offers on the Encore. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com to see these unbelievable offers in Angleton, where they will never be outdone by price.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
They're going to kill you out there. Hey, record that. Well, an LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty. Bitch, I don't play that shit.
Where were you when that happened, John?
I don't remember.
Why would an Alabama fan be sitting there minding his own business
in an LSU?
And that happens. Del, can you play what happened again? I didn't hear exactly what. Did he say somebody bumped into him and made him spill beer? Let me hear. What did the LSU fan do to him?
They're gonna kill you out there. Hey, record that. Well, an LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty. Bitch, I don't play that shit.
When he says booty.
Booty. Listen, so you don't want Monty to hear about cleaning up leaves, but it's okay for that? Okay?
That's a fair point. I think my wife dropped her off by now, hopefully. But
you need to just
ask you, LSU fans, you just got shut out. You don't need to be sticking your fingers in people's booties. That's not something you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to do it when you win, and you're not supposed to do it when you lose. You're not supposed to do that. Here's what we've seen, LSU fans. Wait a minute. Dell, do you guys remember where did the infamous teabagging of 2011 take place, or 12, whatever year that was? Remember the
it was a
the guy got in trouble. I want to say LSU did it to Bama again. I think it was
LSU to Bama again, or was it Bama to LSU?
I can't remember. What's sad is I can probably Google it and it'll pop right up.
Of course you
can. LSU, Alabama.
While you're doing that,
teabagging,
and let's LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
In 2000,
you don't see Del laughing like this too often.
An LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
You know, that can live forever.
Every time an LSU fan calls in from now on.
Or if John starts talking Joe Burrow.
An LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
Here's another. Now, maybe this is a get back, because here's what it says. Alabama teabagger rubbed genitals on LSU fan's face.
Yeah, now that happened, yeah.
2012.
On Bourbon Street. He went to jail.
He got arrested, at least.
No, he went to jail.
Did he? You know, I've been to... My wife is obviously a big Longhorn fan. She's an alum. I've been to Texas, Oklahoma. I've seen some yelling and some disagreements. I've seen Cowboys and Texans fans duke it out in parking lots, mostly started by Cowboys fans. I want to just point that out. I have seen Giants and Eagles fans getting knocked down dragouts. I've seen Buffalo Bills fans slam each other off of trucks onto onto collapsible tables, but that's just them being quote-unquote Bills Mafia. That's just they do that for fun. They're not angry at each other. That's just they like to do that on Sundays. And it's better than watching a football team, frankly. The Alabama-LSU thing has gone too far. We've got teabagging, and what happened? They spilled this guy's...
LSU fan came, stuck his fang in my booty.
Okay, I mean, that... Honestly, I don't ever hear about that happening. Now, I did hear once about an Oklahoma fan pulling... Remember when he heard rip, a sack rip against... Maybe yeah, it was no, Oklahoma State fan, I think. Remember
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a problem with this whole thing, if you want
what,
to know the truth.
Teabagging and finger booty?
Well, the teabagging thing
and
was
finger booty?
Went too far. I just
think. LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
My booty.
His finger, not fangers, real.
He has a response, too. I'll have to clean that up, too, but it's on World Star Hip Hop.
He has a response?
About a minute long.
Super excited.
I got to clean it up.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited right now to hear what else he had to say. You got to see this guy. This is a skinny white guy who has a heavyset black girlfriend. She's trying to keep him. He might be 120 pounds.
So you just brought out the Maury Povich equation.
Which is what?
You got a heavyset woman of one race and then the skinny dude of the other race.
We actually do see that a lot in Maury now that you mention it. I didn't know that was considered a thing. But, yeah, that actually does happen a lot. We saw that also happen with in Napoleon Dynamite with Kip. He had the same kind of situation working there. But you remember that?
What?
LaFonda and Kip.
Yeah.
I love technology.
Why was this guy complaining?
There it is. Why was this guy complaining?
Because he had a finger.
Why was he complaining? Can you tell him why he was complaining?
LSU fan came stuck his fang in my booty.
He don't play that. He said he don't play that.
He said, bitch, I don't play that bleep.
Was he upset that it was only one?
Raheel, you're missing a point. No, it's no. Completely. None of it. All of it's a problem.
He don't want somebody else's finger in his booty.
Yeah. He doesn't want anybody.
Well, maybe he didn't want an LSU fan.
I don't think he wants it.
Is he taking issue with the technique?
I don't think we can talk about this on the air.
Yeah, we really should.
Did the guy just not no foreplay?
No. Now,
see,
no,
you two
no,
have
see,
gone too far see, with this. See? This is a perfectly respectable segment. Look,
yeah, what was the old? Maybe. I didn't like a Whopper at first, but then I tried it and it was delicious.
I don't think it's like that.
Well, why didn't you like a Whopper? What? Who doesn't
he
like their first Whopper?
He just wanted to get a joke off. That's all.
He's not prepared to answer an actual Whopper question. John.
Maybe he needs to go to 4hymns.com.
Okay, this is a bad segue.
LSU fan came stuck his fang in my booty.
Well, if that didn't get him going, 4hymns.com. 4hymns.com/John5. Okay? That's what'll get you going, I'm pretty sure. 4hymns.com/, if you're having a problem getting going too, all right, then all you need is 4hymns.com/John5. Listen. Why are you going to spend hundreds, and it's literally hundreds of dollars, when you can spend $5? $5 the first month, $5. And you get the generic equivalent of all of that stuff that you need to get this job done in the bedroom with her. 4hymns.com/John5. I need you to go there. You can do it online at your own convenience. You don't have to go see a doctor and make an appointment, sit in the waiting room, spend all that money on the pharmacy when you just get it sent to you. You talk to a doctor online, bing, 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 done, $5. 4hymns.com/John5, 4hymns.com/John5.
LSU fan came stuck his fang in my booty.
Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.